USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Leading senators on the Help Committee are looking to create a 9/11 style commission to investigate the origin of and the United States' response to COVID. Washington State Democrat Patty Murray and North Carolina Republican Richard Burr releasing a draft of the Prevent Pandemics Act last week. It would set up a 12-member task force to hold hearings with power to subpoena witnesses to testify. Burr saying in a statement the committee hopes to address a pandemic response and the CDC's confusing guidance. Snow, ice, and rain are blanketing the East Coast, impacting millions. The storm that brought snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, now bringing snow to Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
President Biden made about the 30-minute trip to Maryland on Friday, where he addressed a local iron workers union in Upper Marlboro. The president signing an executive order on project labor agreements for federal construction projects. There, the president talks about his visit to Pittsburgh last week and expresses the need for better infrastructure.
Across the country right now, there are countless buildings, ports, airports, power stations, and other federal construction projects that need to be modernized and built for the future. We can't count on miracles like happened out in Pittsburgh. Prevent tragedies that are waiting in plain sight.
The president also praising union workers, calling them the hardest working, best trained workers in the world. Delta is asking the feds to help with unruly passengers. CEO Ed Bastian sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Justice asking to put unruly passengers on the national no-fly list. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The CEO of Spotify is defending his response to a protest over COVID misinformation, according to some people. Daniel Eck saying they've listened to medical experts demanding action against podcaster Joe Rogan. The streaming music service is now adding warnings to any content that mentions coronavirus, and Rogan says he'll work to balance his show. This, as constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says, this isn't a free speech issue, it's about much more.
I want to emphasize that a lot of people on the left that have said that if it's not prohibited on the First Amendment, it's not a free speech issue. That's not true. I mean, the First Amendment is not the exclusive domain of free speech. What they are doing is shutting down free speech. The left has come on to a winning strategy. They were the targets of censorship during the McCarthy period, but they've discovered that if they use corporations to control speech, it falls outside the First Amendment. But it's not true that what they're doing is not a free speech attack. It is. They're trying to stop people from speaking on these platforms. And they're being much more successful than McCarthy ever did. McCarthy, you know, if the extent of their success would make McCarthy blush today.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.